The fields are unlimited. The fields are unlimited. We can know everything. We can study everything. And if we are wise, we will tune into our inner world, our inner magic, and flow with who we really are, the divine. We all have the opportunity of flowing with the divine if we wish. And many times we want to go by somebody else's program, by somebody else's direction. Many times we want to look at life and say, it is the way the Buddha has taught it. It is the way Jesus taught it. It is the way that the masters, the teachers, the philosophers of all kind times have taught it. And how interesting. How very interesting. We have the tendency to lay our lives on the edge of other people's thinking. We have the tendency to think that the direction that other people go is the direction we should go. What is the majority thinking? What is the majority attitude? And then we have a thinker coming along, and that thinker comes along with a unique attitude. And that unique attitude that this thinker has tells us that it's the way he thinks it is. It's the Big Bang Theory, you might say. And as we think of this unique approach to understanding a great philosophical conundrum, we'll come up with something utterly fantastic. And we want to lay it on other people and their beliefs and their thinking and their attitudes. Now, could you be the Buddha? Could you be Jesus? Could you be any of the great philosophers, any of the great mathematicians, any of the great people who have walked through the passages of time? Well, it's not a matter of could you be. It's a matter of you are. I am. We are the unique approaches to all of life. We are the unique approaches to the divine. We are the unique approaches to the wisdom of the allness. Because we are the allness. Now, we like to say that someone else created us, not ourselves, and someone else created this world, not ourselves, and someone else created everything, and not ourselves. We like to think that that's the way it happened. Well, it isn't the way it happened. And you know it, and you always will know it. But you want to take what you might call the easy way out of following somebody else's philosophy, following someone else's point of view, following someone else's wisdom, if you will. And yet, that's not really where it's at. It's not in someone else's wisdom. It's not in someone else's philosophy. It's not in someone else's genius. It's in our inner awareness, our inner bliss, our inner peace, our inner joy. Now, no Jesus can come along and be a master for us. No Buddha can come along and say, he is the way. No Confucius, no Socrates, no Plato, no wisdom by any man, any woman, any child, anywhere can stand up to our thoughts, our wisdom, and our understanding. The fields are unlimited. We can know everything. We can study everything. And if we're wise, we will tune into our inner world, our inner magic, and flow with who we really are, the divine. And we don't have to fight with anyone. We don't have to live according to another person's set of morals, another person's set of values, another person's set of rules and regulations that divine and take all. And we don't have someone who is telling us how we must think and how we must act. We know how to think and how to act. We know how to live according to our own inner wisdom. We know how to live according to our own inner genius. We know how to live that. Now, The only question is, do we want to live that? Do we want to live that inner wisdom? Do we want to live that inner genius? Do we want to live that inner self? And when we want to live that inner self, then we stop trying to follow what everybody else has said and done. We stop spending hours and years and study into the Bible, into the tomes of great thinkers and great wise men. Because to get right down to the point, to get down to the basic point itself, we have to think our own thoughts. We have to think our own life. We have to live our own convictions. And we cannot live anyone else's convictions. Oh, we may try to say that someone else's convictions are our convictions, that someone else's thoughts are our thoughts, that somebody else's attitude is our attitude. We may try to say that. And when we say that, what are we saying? We're just tinkling down the bell, and we're saying, that's what I believe. That's what I believe. And you don't. You really don't. You don't really believe what Plato said. You don't really believe what Socrates said. You don't really believe what Confucius said. You don't believe what any of these great thinkers said. You don't believe the words of Jesus. You don't believe the words of the Bibles, of the various understandings around the world, as glorious as they are, as magnificently portrayed and brought forth as they are not your thoughts. They are not your inner wisdom. They are not your unique genius waiting to be expressed, waiting to be lived, waiting to be brought forth in the magic that you are, and you alone. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It has nothing to do with a father outside of yourself. It has nothing to do with a father inside of yourself. It has nothing to do with something other than yourself, for you are divine, and your thoughts are divine, and your dreams are divine. And you don't go to someone else and say, I will follow what you tell me. I will go where you tell me to go. I will do what you want me to do. We won't say those things, because those things are not who we are. Those things are the machinations of other thinking, as wonderful as it may be, as magnificent as we may think those values are great, then they make them yours. If the values of any organization or any teaching in the world are convenient and good for you, take them and make them yours. And as you take those values and make them yours, don't say that you are a Christian or that you're a Buddhist or a Muslim. Don't say that you're anything but yourself. This is what I believe. This is what I stand for. This is what I am. And you see, then you'll never violate your values. When you know what your values are, when you know what your code of ethics is, when you know who you are, there's only one way to go, and that is to be who you are. To be that wonderful, glorious, magnificent being that you are. But you got to find out who that person is and follow that person and know that person. And the only way you can find out is by going within yourself. If we're wise, we will tune into our inner world, our inner magic, and flow with who we really are. And who we really are is divine. And the divine doesn't say, you should have done, you ought to do, you might do. The divine just says, flow with it. When you are a mathematician, you are a mathematician in every way. You can not be a mathematician if you are a mathematician at any point, because that's who you are. If you are a poet, you always have that poetical fragrance in you, that ability, that talent within you. If you are a musician, you play with your music. Perhaps it's not the music that everyone loves, but it's the music that you love. It expresses you. It brings forth out of the allness the magic that you are alone. And no one else can be that magic. No one else can know that magic or even try to emulate that magic. For if we try to be what Jesus was, if we try to be what Buddha was, if we try to be what Einstein was, or if we try to be anything at all outside of ourselves, we will fail miserably. But when we find who we are, and I can assure you, it's far greater than anything Jesus could ever ask of you, anything the Buddha could ever proclaim, anything that Moses could have ever brought down. It's greater than any philosophy, any religion on the face of the earth or in the universe that we may not even know about yet. You are the one. You are the source. You are the allness. You are divine. And because you're divine, you walk the divine path. The fields are unlimited. No one says you must do this or think this way or do that, think that way. No one can say anything. What does the Buddha teach you? He says, go within. What does Jesus teach you? He says, go within. What does every teacher teach you? Go within. When a teacher is teaching in a school and the teacher says, read this book. And when you read this book, decide what it means to you. What are the most valid concepts to take from that book, to take from that reading? When you watch a movie, what is the redeeming quality of that movie? What is the essence of that movie that talks to who you are? Not the things that don't talk to who you are. You might call them bad stuff. Not the things that don't talk to who you are, but the things that talk to you. And life is like that. We go through life, and as we look around, we'll have life talking to us and saying, hey, I'm your man. I'm your person. I'm your thing. And then as we listen, we'll say, ah, yes, so you are. So you are. You believe as I believe. You are my belief. And then anything that is contrary to our belief doesn't even come up. It may be all about us expressed by other people who have not found their own inner path, and they're saying, my path is this way, my path is that way, and it doesn't bother us at all. For we know that the fields are unlimited. We know everything, and we can study everything. And if we're wise, we will tune into our inner world, our inner magic, and flow with who we really are. And who we really are is divine. Who we really are is divine. More wonderful than anything could ever be. More magical than anything could ever be. We are divine. Yes, we are divine. And we are divine right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.